Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, May 2nd. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. I was down at the American Free Press office today. They're getting ready to start wrapping up the issue that goes to press this week. And I should tell you that in this issue we have another story from Mark Glenn in his continuing series on the truth about the attack on the USS Liberty. It took place on June 8, 1967, folks, but it ain't going to go away, not as long as there are USS Liberty survivors around. American troops that were attacked deliberately and without provocation by the naval and air forces of the Zionist State of Israel. Mark is really bringing things up to date, and I know you don't want to miss anything that he writes on that or any other topic. Mark, by the way, will be joining us here in a little bit to talk about some important things that you need to know about. After the break, I'm going to talk a little bit about the JFK assassination because I've been receiving a lot of emails and some calls actually came into the American Free Press office today. People looking for me or looking for American Free Press to comment on the recent release, or at least release of several minutes of a tape by the late Watergate burglar and CIA operative E. Howard Hunt relating to the JFK assassination. So I want to talk about that when we come back. I know it's a subject of continuing interest to many people, and I think a matter of interest to RBN listeners. It should be a matter of interest to everybody because the assassination of John F. Kennedy played a very distinct role in setting the stage for where we are in the world today. John F. Kennedy was trying to stop Israel from building nuclear weapons. That was central to his foreign policy, folks. That's something very important to keep in mind. He wasn't talking about it publicly, but he was talking about it very privately. And if JFK had stopped Israel from building nuclear weapons, as he intended to do, we wouldn't have the nuclear arms race in the Middle East today, and we wouldn't have a nuclear, and if we didn't have that nuclear arms race, we wouldn't be hearing about Iran's weapons of mass destruction and the so-called weapons of mass destruction that were supposedly in Iraq, which were used to justify that shameless war that continues to this day. And I need not remind you that yesterday, or I think Monday, I should say, Monday was the anniversary of President Bush declaring mission accomplished, but 3,000 Americans have died since that time. And this man and his followers, I even hate to call him a man, this creature and his followers are continuing to say that we won in Iraq and that we are winning and we are going to win this war on terrorism and we're going to do whatever it takes to win this war on terrorism. And what they're not saying is that includes taking away our liberties here in this country to do it. But be that as it may, the JFK assassination in many respects laid the groundwork for precisely where we are in Iraq today and where we may end up also, and that is in Iran. So keep that in mind. Don't dismiss the importance of the JFK assassination. It's just as important as 9/11, as the Oklahoma bombing, and many, many other traumatic events that have rocked this country over the last, roughly now, going on 50 years. So we're going to talk about the JFK assassination when we come back. We are going to a break here very shortly. But before we do go to that break, the break is upon us, folks. So please stay tuned when we come back, the JFK assassination, and a couple other little items. Stay tuned, folks. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HR. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Before I talk about the JFK assassination, I want to run a funny thing by you. I found it funny. Reading in a local newspaper here in D.C. that circulates in Capitol Hill, they describe how former President Jimmy Carter was attending a fundraiser at the home of actor Warren Beatty in Los Angeles back in 1976, back when Carter was running for president. And Tony Randall, the actor, who is, I believe, since deceased, apparently approached Jimmy Carter and asked whether Carter would support a federally financed national theater. Apparently, that's what they have very frequently in Europe, commonly subsidized by European governments. Well, Carter heard the question from Tony Randall and said to Randall that in the many months that he had been out campaigning, no one had ever asked Carter that question before. And you know what Tony Randall said? This is typical Hollywood arrogance. Tony Randall said, "You've never met with people of this level." Well, Carter responded, "That's why I'm the candidate." Good for Jimmy Carter. I think there's something to be said about what Tony Randall said. You've never met with people of this level. This guy's an actor, someone who gets up on the stage and plays other people, not himself, and obviously makes millions of dollars doing it. That's all well and good. I go to the movies and watch television and buy DVDs. just like many, many other people do. And there's a lot of actors and actresses I admire. I admire the skill of film producers and directors for what they do. I've always been interested in the motion picture arts and sciences, as they say. But for these people who have all their millions of dollars by putting on charades to fancy themselves to be above the level of the average American really says a lot. You know, Tony Randall and those of his ilk have millions of dollars. They don't have to worry about health care. They really don't have to worry about taxes. They don't have to worry about putting their kids through school. You know, they don't have to worry about the things that the average people have to worry about. And for them to suggest, for someone like Tony Randall to suggest that those who are concerned about a nationally funded theater, that they're on a certain level, a higher plane, that they're a chosen people, so to speak, above and beyond the bubus Americanus, the rest of us, those of us who do have to worry about paying the bills, that just goes to show you the kind of arrogance you get out of Hollywood. And I don't need to get ethnic here and start talking about what Hollywood constitutes, what it is and what it represents. But I would suggest that the Hollywood people better come down to earth. So, folks, I am going to talk about the Kennedy assassination now. And I'm going to issue a challenge to a very well-known personality in the alternative media to join me on this program and talk about the JFK assassination. Now, before I talk about the Howard Hunt matter, I do have to mention that I scored a little bit of a victory on this program last night when I pointed out that our good friend Queen Esther Hufschmidt has had said that I was not mentioning the role of the Bronfman family in the Kennedy assassination, that I was ignoring them and focusing on crime syndicate figure Meyer Lansky. Well, I read to you extended excerpts from my book pointing out that, yes, indeed, I do mention the Bronfman family, even to the extent of saying that the fingerprints of the Bronfman family are all over the Kennedy assassination. I don't think you could say much more than that. But needless to say, on his little website, Eric Hufschmidt admitted today, quote-unquote, Mike Piper is correct, and goes on to acknowledge that not only do I have a picture of Sam Bronfman, the founder of the Bronfman dynasty, in my book, but that I also mention the Bronfman family numerous times. So I congratulate Eric Hufschmidt for once again admitting publicly that he is wrong and that I am right. Many other things that he needs to announce that on as well, but I don't expect that he will. But in any case, he still now finds the need to try to say that I focus exclusively on Meyer Lansky. Well, those of you who are out there who have read my book know that I do not focus exclusively on Meyer Lansky. I focus on Meyer Lansky to the extent that I show that where there are many people who say the mafia killed JFK, you cannot look at the mafia without looking at who really ran the mafia. And I think I demonstrate conclusively, based really on a lot of mainstream sources, that the real head of organized crime in this country, not the mafia, the organized crime, was Meyer Lansky. However, of course, the book goes into great detail pointing out the CIA connections and the Mossad connections of people involved in the Kennedy assassination conspiracy. To the extent that I say that most of the key people who have been linked at one time or another to the JFK assassination can equally be linked to Israel's Mossad. So, again, we catch Mr. Hufschmidt, dare I say it, God forbid, with his pants down. Mr. Hufschmidt, again, is dissembling here. Mr. Hufschmidt is distorting things. Queen Esther simply cannot be trusted. So, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have read my book or who have listened to me discuss the JFK assassination on this program know exactly what I have written and said about it. Unfortunately, there are too many people out there who have not read what I've written or who have not heard on this program or other programs what I have had to say about it. And those people, thus, are being misled by Queen Esther. But then again, that wouldn't be the first time Queen Esther has misled people. And it then again raises the question as to why Queen Esther Hufschmidt has an insistence upon distorting the truth, or, to put it more directly, lying. I said it before, Eric Hufschmidt is a liar. I'll say it again, Eric Hufschmidt is a liar. Now, regarding this matter of E. Howard Hunt's taped confession, which part of which was played on Coast to Coast Radio, the program, I believe it's Art Bell and George Norrie, I would say this much, that I haven't heard anything yet in any of the purported confessions of Hunt that could really contradict anything I have written or have to say about it. If anything, as I had said about other theories on the assassination that link organized crime, that link the CIA, they can all be put into one great big box. Think of them as a lot of little boxes that all fit very carefully into one big box that says Mossad. So if Lyndon Johnson did have a part in plotting the JFK assassination, that doesn't contradict my theory, and I say that it is a theory, but I believe it to be true. That doesn't contradict the theory that the Mossad was, in fact, a key player in the assassination of President Kennedy. And, in fact, when we consider the fact that once into office, Lyndon Johnson, beyond any question, turned his head and looked the other way while Israel developed a nuclear bomb, it doesn't change the fact that Lyndon Johnson literally reversed U.S. foreign policy toward Israel and the Arab world by 180 degrees. It doesn't change the fact that Lyndon Johnson indeed practically doubled U.S. foreign and military aid to Israel within a year of coming into office. The fact is that U.S. Middle East policy did a gigantic reversal upon the assumption of power by Lyndon Johnson. We will never know exactly what did happen in the JFK assassination. And as I counseled many, many years ago, both verbally on radio shows, not this show, but other shows, and in writing, we can never exactly be certain that anything E. Howard Hunt had to say in his lifetime, or posthumously through a tape recording that he did, is the truth. As I noted a long, long time ago, E. Howard Hunt once offered to tell everything he knew about the JFK assassination for $14 million, because he said that's how much he would need to protect himself from those who were responsible. But those who were responsible, those people who he has named, are dead. I mentioned this, I believe, last night on the program, or the night before. So Lyndon Johnson, or E. Howard Hunt, did not need $14 million to protect himself from Lyndon Johnson, or Cord Meyer, or Frank Sturgis, or Mr. Morales of the CIA, who he says was apparently involved in the assassination. I would also point out that at least some of what Hunt apparently had to say at one point to his son, whether or not so it's on the recording, is that there was a French assassin involved in the president's murder. And in my book, Final Judgment, I quote a French intelligence source who I have since named in subsequent editions, Pierre Neuville, who said that, in fact, that French assassin was recruited by the Mossad through a faction in French intelligence. So, again, like I say, to those of you who have asked questions as to how the Hunt story contradicts or conflicts with my thesis, I'm just here to tell you that it doesn't. I haven't seen or heard anything yet that has led me to believe that this Hunt story in any way contradicts my thesis. However, and this is what's important, folks, there are people out there who are now suggesting that because of this Hunt tape, that somehow my thesis has been discredited. There are other people who are using this Hunt thing to focus the whole story on Lyndon B. Johnson. And, folks, I'm telling you, anyone who is out there to tell you that Lyndon Johnson was the ultimate mastermind of the JFK assassination conspiracy is trying to mislead you. And I'm going to talk more about that when we come back, and then issue a challenge to one of the most prominent, world-famous internet radio figures to come on this show and debate me on the subject of the JFK assassination. So please stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Coming to you from Washington, D.C. This is the time that it has to be discussed. And I'm referring to something in regard to the JFK assassination. Since this E. Howard Hunt book came out posthumously, that is, immediately after E. Howard Hunt's death, followed by the comments by his sons, and since followed by the release, at least thus far, of about 4 minutes of what appears to be a 20-minute tape. Alex Jones, on his website, has been promoting this idea that Lyndon Johnson was the mastermind of the JFK assassination. Now they are bringing in these other connections of people in the CIA who are, in fact, dead and who cannot defend themselves. Not that I think they can defend themselves, because I think the evidence indicates they were indeed involved, although the question of Cord Meyer, question of his involvement, I think remains to be proven. Years ago, I knew somebody who was going to try to write a book on the JFK assassination and implicate Cord Meyer, and no such book ever materialized. But be that as it may, on the Alex Jones website, articles by Paul Joseph Watson, have been saying that Lyndon Johnson was involved, and that part of the proof of Lyndon Johnson's involvement is a book written by a fellow named Barr McClellan, a big lawyer down in Texas. This book says, of course, as I say, that Lyndon Johnson was involved, and what the Alex Jones website seems to forget to mention is the fact that Barr McClellan is the former press is the father of the former press secretary to guess who? George W. Bush. Well, anything coming out of the Bush gang, I find very hard to believe, even including a book which lays the whole JFK assassination plot at LBJ, purportedly carried out by Johnson's lawyer. Well, what makes that particular book so very, very bad, folks, and I've written about this and commented on this show, is the fact that Barr McClellan's book continues to insist that Lee Harvey Oswald was one of the assassins who killed President Kennedy. That somehow they just happened to pick up on Lee Harvey Oswald as this disgruntled ex-Marine, and that Johnson's lawyer talked young Lee Harvey into becoming one of the assassins. Well, I don't believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was one of the assassins working for anybody. He was certainly enmeshed in the assassination plot, but bear in mind, this book and this theory being promoted by Alex Jones continues to insist that Lee Harvey Oswald was in on the Kennedy assassination. But you know, I've never heard Alex ever mention my book or my thesis about the Kennedy assassination, that the Mossad was involved alongside the CIA and alongside elements of U.S. organized crime in the Kennedy assassination. So I'd like to invite Alex Jones to come on this program one night, or if he doesn't want to come on, his correspondent, Paul Joseph Watson, I'd like one of them to come on, maybe even both of them to come on the program, and let's talk up front about the Mossad role in the Kennedy assassination and why the Mossad wanted JFK out of the White House. I'd like them to come on here and talk with me about the connections of many of the people implicated in the Kennedy assassination, the connections of those people to Israel's Mossad. Everybody from Clay Shaw in New Orleans to Frank Sturgis, whom E. Howard Hunt has implicated in the Kennedy assassination, to many, many other people named in my book. Those of you who have read my book know it's a pretty solid book. Grand total of 768 pages, encompassing practically everything you can discuss about the topic. So I'm inviting Alex Jones or Paul Joseph Watson or both of them to come on this program, and let's discuss the JFK assassination and the Mossad role therein. I mean, you can't get away from it, folks, and to avoid discussing it is to avoid discussing a very significant event in American history, a significant event that does directly tie in Israel's intelligence agency, an event that ultimately led to such things as 9-1-1. In fact, I would go so far as to say that we would have never had 9-1-1, which I believe is the responsibility of the Israelis. We would never have had 9-1-1 had it not been for the Kennedy assassination. Very simple, folks. So if you're in touch with Alex Jones, tell him that Mike Piper has invited him to come on this program and talk about the Mossad role in the JFK assassination. It's very, very important that it be discussed. I think all really, truly independent national and international radio show hosts should be discussing it. Because, like I said, you can't talk about 9-1-1 unless you talk about the history of the events above board and below board. There's events behind the scenes, that deep, dirty underbelly of world history. You can't talk about it without talking about the JFK assassination. So I'll look forward to hearing from Alex Jones, and we'll put on a good hour here, folks, and you can make up your mind. Did LBJ do it, or did the Mossad and the CIA and the Lansky Crime Syndicate do it? All right, we've got a whole lineup of callers here. We even lost one of them. Well, we're going to go to the phones when we come back. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Piper coming to you from Washington. We're going to go right to the callers now. Let's open phones here. Let's go to Bob from Texas. Bob, come on up.
Hello.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hi, boy, it's been hard for me. I've been trying to talk to you, but it's really hard to get through to you.
Well, I get a lot of phone calls, for better or for worse.
Okay, well, anyway, let me get out what I wanted to say. Remember we had a conversation back in August or so?
Yeah, this is Bob that got me going on a JFK assassination, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, now, I went through the archives to find those programs. Those archives are missing. They're gone. Those programs don't exist anymore. And I think that you should schedule another week where we can redo and put in, not just me, other people can make our documentation again of what we think happened in the JFK assassination.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, believe me, like I say, the JFK assassination ain't going to go away, and I certainly will do that sometime in the near future here. Because it is something, you know, as I say, now that this E. Howard Hunt business has come out, I think we need to analyze it because there are a lot of people now who are thinking that this is the final word on the topic, and far from it.
It's not the fun. It's a diversion. It's getting you to. If people focus on the people who are actually involved, you know, you discover who was behind the Kennedy assassination.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely, and that's why I just commented here. I don't know if you heard it. I assume you did that Alex Jones' website has been promoting this idea that Lyndon Johnson was the ultimate mastermind and his lawyers set the whole thing up. And now the theory is, if I'm to read this Hunt version correctly, Lyndon Johnson was the one that orchestrated it, and he got someone in the CIA to carry it out.
No,
well,
that
in itself is a contradiction. That is a contradiction of the very book by Barr McClellan that Alex Jones has been promoting, because that book by Barr McClellan says nothing about the CIA. It says that it was strictly a Texas operation by Lyndon Johnson and his lawyer. So I'm asking Alex Jones to tell us exactly what their version is, because it is so contradictory that we need to know exactly what they're saying so that we can respond to it.
Well, if you do, just remember to bring up, you know, Jack Ruby is not a bystander in this issue, as well as all the stuff we talked about the Dow Tech building, etc. You still
that? You know, Bob, it goes on and on and on, and that's why I was particularly irked by Barr McClellan's book, not because I considered it a rival to mine. If anyone has actually read the book, it's just a garbled piece of garbage, frankly, and I'm not just saying that because it's another book on a Kennedy assassination. There are a lot of very good books on the Kennedy assassination that don't even necessarily agree with mine, that sometimes even maybe go in opposite directions of mine, but they're still well-written books, they're well-researched books, and they have information of value in them. But I'm here to tell you that book by Barr McClellan that Alex Jones has been promoting is absolute garbage.
Well, I'll bet you Alex Jones will not debate you, because, and if he does, the truth always wins out, and he will be debating from a disadvantaged point of view, because his point of view does not support the truth.
Well, you know, here's the opportunity for him to come on this program and debate it. I mean, if he feels very strongly that Barr McClellan's book is a key to understanding the JFK assassination, we can spend a whole hour debating that book, and then we can spend another hour debating the role of the Mossad and organized crime and the CIA. But as I say, Barr McClellan's book is written in such a way as to preclude involvement by the CIA and by the Mossad and by organized crime. So now there's a major contradiction there being promoted by Alex Jones, and this is his opportunity to set the record straight, and I hope he'll do it. I mean, Alex is a far more experienced radio personality than I am. He's far better known than I am, and I'm a rank amateur compared to him. So, you know, I'd love to discuss it publicly with him.
You have the truth on your side. You should debate him.
What did you say? I should or shouldn't?
You should.
I agree, and that's why, you know, this is one subject area that I know a little bit about, and as I say, I'd like him to come on and debate.
You know, may I say one more thing?
Yeah, please, Bob, go ahead.
Well, you know, I have a theory about Mr. Zapruder, don't you?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. During the Warren Commission, there was a lawyer named Lieber, right?
Liebler. Wesley Liebler.
Liebler. Do you know whether he was Jewish or not?
I don't think he was, as a matter of fact. I'm not sure about that. But you know what? It really doesn't matter whether or not he was Jewish, because there were a lot of people who were involved in the JFK assassination and its cover-up who weren't Jews.
Well, back to Mr. Zapruder. You know that I think that he was in a perfect place to film the entire assassination of Kennedy. By, you know, he was also in a perfect place to protect the north flank of the grassy knoll. As long as he and his assistant were where he was, nobody could get to that part of the grassy knoll.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, you know, that's another one of these little details that when you look at it in a big picture, you realize that you're not getting the whole story.
Anyway, do you think we could talk about it one time in the future again?
Oh, absolutely. No, I fully intend to do it. I'm going to have more programs on this, so you just keep listening.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Steve. Steve, are you there?
I'm partly of Scottish descent, and I'm really irritated about you and your Irishness. And what I'm, are you and the Kennedys, you guys, you came down and you fooled with George Wallace. And I'm part Wallace myself, and I don't like that stuff. You guys tell lies about what you guys were doing. You guys were screwing the Southern Protestant whites. And it started in 1960 when Kennedy got in. Hello?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had a little bit of interference here. Believe me, it was not the CIA or the Mossad or even Eric Hoffschmidt. Anyway, this is Michael Collins Piper, and I am back live. Just getting ready to go to Mike in Illinois, if he's still there. Mike, are you still there?
Mike, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? I'm here. Hello.
I'm here. Mike, go ahead.
Okay. How you doing, Mike?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Last time we spoke, I asked you about if you thought the war in Iraq was about for Israel's purposes, to help out Israel.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I definitely agree with that because pretty much by process of elimination, there is no other motive. It's not terrorism. I don't think it's purely oil. It makes sense. However, what do you say when people say that Saddam Hussein was not that big a threat to Israel? Sure, he hated him like every other in one of his neighbors, but he didn't have much capacity, and Israel kind of put him on the back burner.
Well, I tell you what I think it all comes down to. The fact is that Saddam, up until about 1990. When we went into, or actually it was 91, when we went into Iraq in the first place, he was building up his country and was making it a very, very strong country. It made him a very big power in the Middle East, which could have been a threat, at least perceived as a threat, even by other Arab states who didn't like Saddam Hussein. But nonetheless, you know, the U.S. war against Iraq and the original war and the years of sanctions crippled that country considerably. But nonetheless, I think Saddam was still a power there, and he was a longtime target of the Israelis. They wanted to get him out of the way. They wanted to cripple that country and expand their influence. There had been a big debate within the Israeli lobby here in this country over whether it should be Iraq or Iran. And I can't presume to put myself in their shoes and try to divine exactly why they decided to go after Iraq first, but they did. But needless to say, all during the time that they were talking about going after Iraq, all of their theoreticians, all of their rhetoricians in a neoconservative movement and in Israel itself were saying, well, we'll take care of Iraq, then Iran, then Syria, then Saudi Arabia, you know, or variations thereof. So, you know, again, it's just another part, it's all part and parcel of the bigger grand scheme of Israel to dominate the Middle East by using U.S. power to do it.
Right. I mean, I certainly subscribe to the theory that Israel will not allow any country in that religion, or in that region, sorry, any Muslim country in that region to develop into a power, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly. So cut them off at the knees, you know, when they start to sprout.
Yeah, and as I say, that's pretty much what they had done to Saddam Hussein in the first place, but then they finally finished him off. I think what they did was they figured they could take him out easiest, and they thought it was going to be, as they said, a cakewalk. They insisted it was going to be a cakewalk. Well, it turned out to be a little different, so they got bogged down unexpectedly. But as I pointed out here in this show a couple weeks ago, one of their key spokesmen, Joshua Moravchik, recently wrote a piece for Foreign Policy magazine, I think it is, in which he said, well, essentially this is what he said, well, we screwed up in Iraq, but we now have to prepare the American people for the necessity of going to war against Iran.
Right.
So now Iran is in the targets, and I think in some respects that they probably have something in mind, you know, and this is just off the top of my head here, but based on what I've seen in the past, I think they maybe conceive of trying to take on both Iran and Syria. Because Iran and Syria, although Iran is a Persian country, as you well know, Syria is an Arab country, both Muslim countries, they have been in the past allies. So allies, in fact, against Saddam Hussein. So I think they definitely want to take out Syria, and they consider Syria an even bigger cakewalk than Iran would have been, than Iraq would have been. So yes, it's always this whole U.S. policy in the Middle East has always been central. What has been central to it has been the interests of Israel, not the interests of the United States. And while so many of these neoconservative types are saying that Israel and the United States are one, nothing could be further from the truth.
It's absolutely amazing, Sometimes I just shake my head at how sinister this is, and how
it is sinister. That's a good word. It is. It's very, very sinister. And all I can do is just continue to talk about it. And what everybody else can do out there who's listening is call other talk shows and write letters to the editor and talk to your friends and just tell people that this isn't in America's interest, and don't let anybody lie to you and say that it is, because I haven't seen America win anything from this debacle in Iran, and God knows no one is going to win if the United States goes into Iran. All right, Mike, I got to move on here. We lost a minute or so there, so let me try to catch up. Appreciate your call, though. Let's go to Doug in Texas. Doug, are you there?
Yeah, Mike. I just want to correct you. You said that nobody's won anything from this debacle in Iran, and that was a little deja vu on your part, wasn't it?
I'm sorry? Say that again?
Wasn't that a little deja vu? We hadn't gone there yet.
Oh, well, if I said it, the debacle in Iran, I meant debacle in Iraq, obviously.
Yeah, I know what you meant, but we want to keep it real correct.
Yeah, those four-letter countries that begin with I are sometimes easy to confuse, especially in writing. You miss the N and it turns into a Q, or the Q turns into an N.
Right. I understand that. Okay, you know, little Mr. Jones, you're the guy you're talking about. I'm like Jack McLean. You know who he is.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I know Jack, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, it was, Jones had a place here in Austin, and he had KJFK, and when he first started out in radio, and I'd call in every night, and I was his best caller. He loved me. And then I went from being his best caller to being banned for life 6 times in a row. So I'm kind of like Jack McLean when it comes to that. And I went from most decorated to the most fired.
Well, I tell you what, if I get him on the show here, you're welcome to call in, Doug. All righty, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that little screw-up earlier. No fault of the Republic Broadcasting Network, but the fault of my neighbor who rang my doorbell, interfered with the phone call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We got a couple minutes to go.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Okay, folks, we made it back without any further interference from my neighbors. All right. Well, I'm not going to be able to squeeze everybody in tonight, but we're going to try to get Morris up here. Morris from Texas. Morris, how you doing?
How you doing? I really appreciated your book. I called you once before, and I finally got a copy of your book, and I haven't read it all, but I'm on page 525.
Well, you're pretty far into it.
Well, I haven't actually read that far, but I'm just reading off of that page. But Kennedy was a Catholic.
Right.
And, you know, the Jesuits running everything, you know, with whether it's the Council of Nine, the Committee of 300, the Trilateral Commission, you know, which runs our country, and then Kissinger and Prince Charles are in the Council of Nine, and have all these other, you know, groups and everything. I was remembering that movie, The French Connection. Do you remember that movie?
Right. Mm-hmm.
When they tore that car apart.
Okay. Oh, I don't remember that particular part of the movie.
Okay, well, they were looking for drugs, and they tore this car just literally apart. But then they finally find the drugs, right where the door is, where you go into the car. There's a little strip there, you know, right beside the floorboard of the car.
Okay.
And I've never found in anything since World War II, you know, when the Jesuits did this whole thing throughout, you know, history with the Pope being the Antichrist, so to speak, where Israel wasn't involved.
I'm not sure I get the connection between the Pope and the Jesuits and Israel.
Well, it's just that for World War II, you know, and since Israel's come on the scene, they have been there, and there's before the French connection in the Catholic Church, but
what's the French connection to the Catholic Church? My research indicates that the what's known as the French connection vis-a-vis the international drug racket was very much controlled by Meyer Lansky.
Yeah,
who was working with the Mossad in Israel. You see, Meyer Lansky was running drugs. Meyer Lansky was tied into the Israeli Mossad.
Right.
Even though he was an American organized crime figure. And his drug smuggling networks in Europe were part of what you're referring to and which was talked about in that movie known as The French Connection.
Right.
And there was no Vatican involvement
right.
in that drug racket.
The connection that I'm making basically is that, you know, it's look at the other hand.
Well, there is, but you see, the thing is, there is no other hand to look at because the Vatican was not involved in the French Connection drug racket. The Mossad was,
right.
And the CIA was, but the Vatican wasn't.
Right.
So that doesn't, it just doesn't compute.
You know, we don't really have enough time. Maybe if it gets on the show, I'll call and clarify it. I understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying that French connection, I do agree with you on the drugs. It is all, you know, that is, you know, a very big, that is like paramount along with the Mossad and all those things. I just believe that the Catholic Church, the New World Order,
but they had nothing to do with the JFK assassination. See, that, Morris, that's where the problem comes in. Anyway, we will talk more about the JFK assassination and lots more in the days ahead. So thanks for your call, Morris. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up. Sorry about my little screw-up here at this end. We'll see you here tomorrow night. Stay tuned for Rick Adams and lots more good programming in the hours ahead.
It's true.